Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Thursday, November 16. Coming up, economy set to grow by at least 1.5% in last quarter. 196 reports of multi-drug resistant organism infections in 2016 and tourism sector on track for record earnings. The news in detail after this message.
Government pensioners. The Accountant General's Department invites you to our Pensioners Information Day, Friday, November 17, at the Michael University College, 1A Morosco Road, Kingston 5. Come for information, entertainment, health checks, prizes, and surprises. Registration starts at 9 a.m. Partners include the Ministry of Finance, Tax Administration Jamaica, the National Insurance Scheme, Administrator General's Department, SagiCorps, First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union, and the National Health Fund. Pensioners Information Day 2017, Friday, November 17, at the Michael University College.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that the economy grew by an estimated 0.9% for the July to September 2017 quarter, relative to the corresponding period last year. PIOJ Director General Dr. Wayne Henry says growth was driven by a 1.1% expansion in the services industry and 0.1% growth in the goods-producing industry.
The economy has only recorded one quarterly decline in GDP in 2017, which was attributed largely to the adverse weather conditions experienced. When you consider the general buoyancy in the economy, including increased industrial activities and strong employment growth, we can see that the economy is showing positive signs.
Dr. Henry was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly media briefing Wednesday. Growth in the services industry was mainly driven by strong outturn in the hotels and restaurants sector, as well as in electricity and water, which recorded a 2.6% increase. Other sectors recording notable outturns were finance and insurance services, up 1.4%, and transport and communication, up 1%. In the meantime, PIOJ Director General Dr. Wayne Henry is projecting growth of 1.5 to 2.5% for the October to December quarter, as well as the 2017-18 fiscal year.
The short-term prospects for the Jamaican economy are positive, based on a stable macroeconomic environment, evidenced by modest inflation and stability in the real exchange rate, the anticipated strengthening of output in all industries, expected recovery in the agriculture industry, continued strengthening in the hotels and restaurants industry, facilitated by increased room stock.
Dr. Henry adds that the economy will also benefit from the diversion of tourists to Jamaica from regional destinations affected by recent hurricanes. Overall growth of the economy for the January to September period is an estimated 0.3%. The Health Ministry's National Surveillance Unit is reporting that it received 196 reports of multi-drug-resistant organism infections in 2016. The medical diagnoses related to multi-drug-resistant organisms included urinary tract infections, bronchopneumonia, burns to the body, surgical procedures, and wound infections. As part of efforts to mitigate the spread of drug resistance in Jamaica, Permanent Secretary in the Health Ministry, Sancia Bennett-Templer, is reiterating the need for doctors to be prudent in the prescription of antibiotics. She says antibiotic resistance is a serious threat to the progress of medicine.
The ripple effects of antibiotic resistance are enormous, and when medications do not work as they should, the treatment process takes longer. This results in longer hospital stays. It results in increased costs for hospitalization and care, and it will also be an increased burden on families where you may have disability or even death.
Mrs. Bennett-Templer was speaking at the launch of Antibiotic Awareness Week on Tuesday. And Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett is reporting gross foreign exchange earnings of $2.34 billion for the first 10 months of the year, representing a 10.8% increase over the corresponding period in 2016. The figure puts the country in a good position to reach the $3 million mark for the year.
So we have two full months to go. And last year, the earning for the entire year was $2.56 billion. So somebody tells me that it is just possible, with a little effort more in the month of December in particular, for us to make $3 billion in earnings. And that would be something very special, because we would break a new threshold.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the media launch of the 2017 Tourism Service Excellence Awards program Tuesday. He also noted that the country is on track to reach 4 million visitors for the first time by December this year. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.